This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a tete-a-tete with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv, Israel yesterday. The two leaders reviewed the full spectrum of the India-Israel bilateral relations and discussed expanding cooperation in areas such as water management, agriculture, technology and more. Prime Minister said in a social media post that he had an excellent meeting with Mr. Netanyahu. Addressing the Israeli parliament, Knesset, in Jerusalem, Mr. Modi said, "It is a privilege and an honor to stand before the distinguished house." He extended the greetings of 1.4 billion Indians and the message of friendship, respect and partnership to the gathering. PM Modi offered condolences for the lives lost during the barbaric terrorist attack by Hamas on 7th October. He said Indians feel their pain and share their grief. He added that countering terrorism requires sustained and coordinated global action because terror anywhere threatens peace everywhere. Prime Minister stressed that this is why India supports all efforts that contribute to durable peace and regional stability.
No cause can justify the murder of civilians. Nothing can justify terrorism. India has also endured the pain of terrorism for a long time. We remember the 26/11 Mumbai attacks and the innocent lives lost, including Israeli citizens like you. We have consistent and uncompromising policy of zero tolerance for terrorism with no double standards. Terrorism aims to destabilize society, to block development and to erode trust. Countering terrorism requires sustained and coordinated global action.
Mr. Modi said there is a great admiration in India for Israel's resolve, courage and achievements. Mr. Netanyahu described PM Modi as not just a friend but a brother. Prime Minister Narendra Modi conferred with the Speaker of the Knesset Medal in recognition of his exceptional contribution to strengthening strategic relations between India and Israel. The Indian Prime Minister is the first leader to receive this medal, which is the highest honour of the Knesset, the Israeli parliament. The award was conferred by Knesset Speaker Amir Ohana after Prime Minister Modi's address at the Israeli parliament. Indian Railways has made elaborate arrangements to facilitate smooth, safe and comfortable travel for passengers during the upcoming Holi festival. To manage the anticipated surge in passenger traffic, Railways has decided to operate 1,244 Holi special train trips starting yesterday across various rail zones till 18th of next month. Diplomats from Iran and the United States are set to meet in Geneva today for third round of nuclear negotiations, even as Washington imposes fresh sanctions on Tehran's oil trade and weapons networks. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian said he remains hopeful ahead of the talks, calling them a possible turning point in the long-running standoff between the two countries. In a public address, he said the negotiations are proceeding under the guidance of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and aim to move beyond what he described as a state of neither war nor peace. Global oil prices hovered near seven-month highs yesterday as rising geopolitical tensions between the United States and Iran supported the market, even as growing American crude inventories pointed to concerns about oversupply. Brent crude futures were trading around $71 a barrel in London, up about 0.5% on the day and close to their highest levels since late July. West Texas intermediate futures were near $65.8 per barrel, gaining about 0.3% and holding close to levels last seen in early August. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup 2026, New Zealand defeated Sri Lanka by 61 runs in their Group 2 Super 8 clash at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo last night. In today's afternoon, West Indies will take on South Africa in the Super 8 Group 1 at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.